理课堂听 class.com。
The Golden Bird。黄金鸟。
Then he was brought before the king, and the king said, You shall never have my daughter unless in 8 days you dig away the hill that stops the view from my window. Now, this hill was so big that the whole world could not take it away. And when he had worked for 7 days and had done very little, the fox came and said, Lie down.And go to sleep. I will work for you. And in the morning he awoke, and the hill was gone. So he went merrily to the king, and told him that now it was removed, and he must give him the princess. Then the king was obliged to keep his word, and away went the young man and the princess. And the fox came and said to him,We will have all three, the princess, the horse, and the bird. Ah, said the young man, that would be a great thing, but how can you contrive it? If you will only listen, said the fox, it can be done. When you come to the king, and he asks for the beautiful princess, you must say, Here she is.Then he will be very joyful, and you will mount the golden horse that they are to give to you, and put out your hand to take leave of them, but shake hands with the princess last. Then lift her quickly onto the horse behind you, clap your spurs to his side, and gallop away as fast as you can.
他被带到国王面前，国王说，你永远也得不到我的女儿，除非你能在8天之内把那座挡住我窗外风景的山挖走。当时这座山大得所有人加在一块也难以移走它。小伙子一连干了7天，可大山还是大山，一点儿也不见缩小。狐狸过来说，你躺下睡一觉，我替你干。早上他醒过来，大山已经不见了。小伙子高高兴兴地跑到国王那里说，既然大山已经移走了，就必须把公主送给他。这个国王不得不信守诺言，年轻人带着公主离开了内里。这时狐狸又过来对他说，三样我们都要得到，公主、金马还有金鸟。年轻人说，哈，那当然好极了，可是你怎么才能办到呢？狐狸说，你只要听我的就能办到。到了有金马的国王那里后，他问你要那美丽的公主，你就回答，我把她带来了，国王会非常高兴。然后你就骑上他们许诺给你的金马，伸手向他们告别，但是要最后一个和公主握手，趁这个机会赶快把她拽上马背，坐到你身后，用马刺猛踢马肚子，能跑多快就跑多快。
现在我们逐句对照的听一次英文原文和译文。
Then he was brought before the king.
他被带到国王面前。
And the king said, You shall never have my daughter unless in 8 days you dig away the hill that stops the view from my window.
国王说，你永远也得不到我的女儿，除非你能在8天之内把那座挡住我窗外风景的山挖走。
Now, this hill was so big that the whole world could not take it away.
当时这座山大得所有人加在一块也难以移走它。
And when he had worked for 7 days and had done very little,
小伙子一连干了7天，可大山还是大山，一 一点儿也不见缩小。
The fox came and said, Lie down and go to sleep. I will work for you.
狐狸过来说，你躺下睡一觉，我替你干。
And in the morning, he awoke, and the hill was gone.
早上他醒过来，大山已经不见了。
So he went merrily to the king, and told him that now it was removed, and he must give him the princess.
小伙子高高兴兴地跑到国王那里说，既然大山已经移走了，就必须把公主送给他。
Then the king was obliged to keep his word.
这个国王不得不信守诺言。
And away went the young man and the princess.
年轻人带着公主离开了那里。
And the fox came and said to him,
这时狐狸又过来对他说，
We will have all three, the princess, the horse, and the bird.
三样我们都要得到，公主、金马还有金鸟。
Ah, said the young man, that would be a great thing, but how can you contrive it?
年轻人说，哈，那当然好极了，可是你怎么才能办到呢？
If you will only listen, said the fox, it can be done.
狐狸说，你只要听我的，就能办到。
When you come to the king, and he asks for the beautiful princess, you must say, here she is.
到了有金马的国王那里后，他问你要那美丽的公主，你就回答，我把她带来了。
Then he will be very joyful.
国王会非常高兴。
And you will mount the golden horse that they are to give to you.
然后你就骑上他们许诺给你的金马。
And put out your hand to take leave of them. But shake hands with the princess last.
伸手向他们告别。但是要最后一个和公主握手。
Then, lift her quickly onto the horse behind you.
趁这个机会，赶快把她拽上马背，坐到你身后。
Clap your spurs to his side and gallop away as fast as you can.
用马刺猛踢马肚子，能跑多快就跑多快。如果动词是非延续性动词，如 come, see, stop, arrive 等等，介词 in 就表示在某段时间以后；如果是延续动词，如 learn, work, study 等等，包括本文出现的 dig, 挖掘，那么介词 in 表示在某段时间以内。The whole world 指所有人、人类，后面的动词用单数形式。Be obliged to do something, 不得不做某事。Contrive, C-O-N-T-R-I-V-E, contrive, 指设法做到。同样的意思还有个词是 manage, M-A-N-A-G-E, manage。但是 contrive 不如 manage 用的普遍，是个比较正式的词，用在将来时中表示说话人实际所做的努力。至于是否成功，说话人没有把握。仅仅表示朝着成功的方向努力，用在过去时中表示设法图谋，有时表示竟然弄到某种地步的意思。 Manage 则强调虽然有一定困难，最后还是设法完成了。 Ask for somebody 通过询问寻找某人。 Put out one's hand 或者说 Put one's hand out 指伸出手。 Clap spurs to a horse 急忙踢马飞跑。Clap, C-L-A-P, clap, 急速而用力的拍击。Spur, S-P-U-R, spur, 马刺。Gallop, G-A-L-L-O-P, gallop, 马飞跑。
现在我们再来听一次英文原文。
Then he was brought before the king, and the king said, You shall never have my daughter.Unless in 8 days you dig away the hill that stops the view from my window. Now, this hill was so big that the whole world could not take it away. And when he had worked for 7 days and had done very little, the fox came and said, "Lie down and go to sleep. I will work for you." And in the morning he awoke, and the hill was gone. So he went merrily to the king and told him that now it was removed and he must give him the princess. Then the king was obliged to keep his word, and away went the young man and the princess. And the fox came and said to him, "We will have all three, the princess, the horse, and the bird." "Ah," said the young man, "that would be a great thing, but how can you contrive it?" "If you will only listen," said the fox, "it can be done. When you come to the king and he asks for the beautiful princess, you must say, 'Here she is.' Then he will be very joyful, and you will mount the golden horse that they are to give to you, and put out your hand to take leave of them. But shake hands with the princess last. Then lift her quickly onto the horse behind you. Clap your spurs to his side, and gallop away as fast as you can."
知行英语提醒您，学英语要锲而不舍。